This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is an instant reaction to Game 7. It ain't going to be long because I don't have much to say. Other than it sucked. It's terrible. It's on the pantheon of brutal losses. Durant ran out of gas. I'm mad at him. I know he didn't score in overtime. I know they scored two freaking points in overtime. I think it was a Bruce Brown offensive rebound. I got no issues with KD. I have issues with Harden, but I know he's hurt, so I guess I'll be soft. I mean, Joe Harris sucked. Like, we all know it. He came up small. He had an open look in overtime that would have been huge. He missed it. I don't know what to do. I'm not saying trade him. I'm not saying any of that. I can't think about next year. It just sucked, and it was painful. That's it. You got those losses you never forget. There are moments in those losses where you think, oh, my God, we're going to win. The Endy Chavez catch, the Kevin Durant game-tying shot. And I the guy didn't mean any harm by it, but my wife will tell you it happened. Right after KD hit that shot at the end of regulation, there was a guy who screamed, Evan, we got it. You heard that, baby, right? Evan, we got it. And I said to him, we'll see. And I didn't like that confidence. I mean, it was great. It was a great moment. He sent us to overtime, or at least 1 second left. But that guy, not a bad guy at all. I have no issues with him. But that statement he made to me will now haunt me for the next 30 years. There's no doubt. I will hear in my dreams, hey, Evan, we got this. But look, I'm giving you an instant reaction. I mean, I don't know how many minutes after this game was over, 10 minutes. And the first reaction I think I have is, it sucks. I'm sad. Am I going to scream? Am I going to yell? Am I going to break the game down? I got nothing to say other than the fact that it sucks being a fan. And I felt that way throughout the game. I felt this way through a lot of big games. There was so much stress in this game from beginning to end. You just ask yourself, why? Why do we do this? Why do we watch sport? Joe always used to say, he's retired now, so I guess I could reveal what he used to tell me. Nah, you know what? I'm going to leave out. Basically, I don't know. Basically, he would say, I want to come back in another life as somebody else. And he would always say it was somebody else that was like the complete opposite of who he is as a sports fan. And I don't know. I don't want to put him on blast and say what he said, but he just wanted to come back in another life as someone that didn't care about sports. And he's right. I would like to come back in another lifetime where games like this don't haunt me. Where games like this aren't big deals, where you don't invest time and money and everything and emotion into a season and care this much. I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't care this much. So, meanwhile, trust me, I'll care this much about the Mets as they make their run, hopefully. And as far as next year is concerned, and, you know, was this a good year? What do you think of this year? What about the injuries? I have no thoughts about this year right now. And I won't have one in the next few days either, by the way. It takes, honestly, weeks and sometimes months to put it all into perspective and really kind of comprehend where this all stands. The only thing I know, and I've said this a million times, so I'm going to be consistent because I said this about the Red Sox, I've said this about the Royals, I've said this about San Antonio, and by naming those three teams, maybe you'll know where I'm going with this. The story of this year and how we truly feel could be erased if you win a freaking title next year. The Kansas City Royals came back after a brutal loss in 2014. They won a title. Good for them. The Red Sox lost that brutal ALCS in 03. They came back, beat the Yankees, won the World Series in 04. Good for them. The Spurs lost that awful series to Miami. They came back and destroyed Miami the next year. Good for them. So, you know, who knows? Maybe a year from now, we stick it to the Bucks, and I'll look back at this and say it was a great learning moment. But for now, it absolutely blows. It sucks. I'm depressed. I'm sad. I gave you 4 minutes, and that's all I got. Instant reaction. Nets lose game 7. Good night.